Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM on this Monday, the 4th of November. Sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne, cricket, India A, ball tampering allegations vanish into thin air, and for the Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, bat the same, all about rugby league, surprise in the off-season, Ben Hunt opens up on ugly Dragons exit and possible return to the Broncos. Wow, big news there. Let's have a look at the golf. The Australian PGA Championship was held at Nudgee over the weekend. Saw Victorian Phoenix Campbell become the second player in 26 years to claim consecutive titles after he defeated South Australian Jack Carter in the second hole playoff after they both finished on minus 11. Queensland's Blake Proverbs and Cameron Smith, they tied for third, and great to see there on minus 8. And Elvis of Smiley, he finished fifth on minus 7, also from Queensland. It was Cameron Smith's first appearance at the tournament since 2015. What if he had his money with him? In the NBL, well, Saturday, the Brisbane Bullets defeated Cairns 92-88 in Cairns, and round one of the Women's National Basketball League saw the Townsville Fire 84 defeat newbies Geelong 58. Townsville Fire will take on Perth in Perth next week, next Wednesday, I should say, this Wednesday. The Rugby Union, Queensland Reds lost both the 16s and 19s Super Rugby Championships over the weekend. Bad luck there. But congratulations to Queensland Reds player Tim Ryan. He was named Rugby Australia's Rookie of the Year at the awards last week, while flanker Fraser McWright was named Australia's Super Rugby Pacific Player of the Year. Not all bad news for the Queensland Reds. Hockey One League. Well, Brisbane Blaze women on Saturday, they lost 2-1 to the Tassie Tigers in round four. Rosie Malone scored the goal. The men, they were nil all at full time, but lost the shootout 3-1 to Tassie. And they'll take on Melbourne at home next weekend, and they're looking forward to round five. The round ball game, well, men's A-League round three Friday night, Sydney FC 3 defeated the Roar 2 at Suncorp. Tom Waddingham and Raphael Struick got the goals there. The Brisbane team yet to open their account in 2024. They'll take on Melbourne Victory in Melbourne next Saturday. And the women's A-League round one, on the weekend, Canberra 3 defeated the Roar 2 in Canberra. They'll take on Sydney FC at Perry Park next Saturday. Big changes in the English Premier League, with Liverpool now on top of the ladder on 25, Man City 23, Nottingham Forest 3rd on 19, and then Chelsea, Arsenal and Aston Villa all on 18. And interesting, next weekend, Chelsea will take on Arsenal, should we decide what's happening there. Socceroos, they'll take on Saudi Arabia Thursday the 14th of November in Melbourne. That's the Asian qualifiers. Don't forget the first of the Matildas friendlies against Brazil Thursday the 28th of November at Suncorp Stadium. In the AFL Women's, well, the final round, the Suns lost to the Kangaroos in Melbourne on Saturday, and the Lions defeated St Kilda 68-41 yesterday to finish third. Now means on Friday night the Kangaroos will take on the Crows in a qualifier. The Dockers will take on Essendon on Saturday in the elimination. Sunday, the big game, Hawks second against the Lions, who finished third in Melbourne in a qualifier. And the last match on Sunday, Port will take on Richmond 6-7, an elimination there. Grand final, 30th of November. Good luck to the Lions. Let's hope they can go all the way there in the women's AFL. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Welcome back to our Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in netball, well, the senior representative trial registrations are now open for Caboolture Netball. That's the 10th and 17th of November at the Moray Field Sports Centre. And regios will be opening soon for the 2025 Winter Day Season competition. In motorsports, the F1 in Brazil, three-time world champion Max Verstappen charged from 17th on the grid to win the Grand Prix in rain-swept conditions. Aussie Oscar Piastri finished 8th. In cricket, well, Australia A defeated India A in Mackay by 7 wickets. In the Sheffield Shield, Queensland 5 for 406 against New South Wales, who they bowled out for 239 in Sydney. Let's see how the Queenslanders go there. In the Women's Big Bash League, the Brisbane Heat, they lost to Hobart on Saturday, now 2 from 3. They'll take on the Perth Scorchers tomorrow at the Wacker. Big game. Sunshine Coast, the senior men, first grade, one day, Caboolture 4 for 181, defeated Nambour 7 for 179 on Saturday. Cameron Trask, 53, not out, and Glenn Battiocho, 59. And Steele Draper, 3 for 44. Well done to the Caboolture lads there in first grade. The women, they'll take on Caloundra next Sunday at Caboolture in a one-dayer for round four. And the first of the one-day series against Pakistan starts today in Melbourne with the Aussies in action. In New Zealand, well, they defeated India 3-0 in the series winning the third test yesterday by 25 runs in Mumbai. Well done to the Kiwis. In rugby league, well, the Pacific Championships. On Saturday in Auckland, we saw that the Tonga 25 defeated New Zealand 24. They'll now play the Kangaroos in the final next Sunday in Sydney. And, of course, the same will happen in the women as well, because the Jillaroos, they'll take on New Zealand in the final, and there'll be the other two games in the Pacific Bowl with PNG in the men's, and we've got PNG and Samoa in the women's. So four big games at Parramatta Stadium next Sunday. And England defeated Samoa 34-16 over there at the Old Dart to win the series 2-0, with Broncos Herbie Farnworth two tries and player of the match. At athletics, well done to 16-year-old Queenslander sprint Gout Gout from Ipswich Grammar, who ran the fastest 200-metre time by an Aussie in 31 years yesterday at the All Schools Queensland Track and Field Championships. His time of 20.29 seconds not only smashed the Queensland Open 200-metre record and the Australian under-18 and under-20 records, but he also became the fourth fastest Australian in history over 200 metres. By the way, he also took out the 100 metres title in 10.31 seconds. And that's wonderful. And by the way, listeners, he just turned professional last week after he signed a deal with Adidas. Well done to the young lad there. And listeners, don't forget, tomorrow, the race that stops the nation. It's 3,200 metres, 24 horses, and winner takes $4.4 million. If you're gambling, gamble responsibly. And I hope you do very well with all of your cup sweeps. And enjoy your sport during the week, listeners. And we'll look forward to your company again here next Monday, which will be Remembrance Day on 101.5 FM.